So Kabbalah Lamatchil, page 188, Introduction to Study of Ten Sefirot, item 121. Therefore, I shall say that if an individual performs one mitzvah, meaning after the repentance from fear, since then one is short of only one mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of love, then he is happy, for he has sentenced himself and an entire world to a scale of merit. By one mitzvah, he sentences everyone to the scale of merit, and before he is revealed as a total wicked, and with this mitzvah he is revealed as a total righteous. Not only does one sentence oneself to a scale of merit by the repentance from love, but one is even awarded sentencing the entire world to a scale of merit. This means that one is awarded in rising in wonderful attainments in the Holy Torah, until he finds how all the people of the world will finally be awarded the repentance from love, when they too will discover and see all that wonderful attainment that he has attained for himself. They too will be sentenced to a scale of merit. Then sins will cease out of the earth and the wicked be no more. When he, so to say, dresses in each and every soul and discovers how the Creator relates to each and every soul, since the root of its creation until the end of its correction, that he never did anything bad, God forbid, to any soul, and thus he checks everyone, and he has the summary. By your actions we recognize you. He learns from the actions of the Creator upon all the souls that he is truly good and does good for everyone. He sees that, he reveals that, he acquires that as an individual. But by testing it, by clarifying that, he became incorporated with all the souls, so that attainment, that corrected feeling, he leaves it within each and every soul, and then all the other souls becomes more worthy to reach correction. Meaning, when one corrects oneself, his participation in all the souls helps them ascend quickly, faster, and reach the attainment of the goal. The people of the world themselves have not yet been granted even the repentance from fear. Nevertheless, after an individual attains that sentencing to a scale of merit, destined to come to them in clear and absolute attainment, it is similar to, you shall see your world in your life, said about one who repents from fear. We said that one is impressed and delighted by it as though he had it instantly, since all that is about to be collected is deemed collected. Because after all, we are in the same world of infinity, and nothing changes besides with respect to who he attains, if he attains more or less, but it's with respect to him. The state is constant, the vessel is constant, the upper light is in total rest, but with respect to one, these pictures change, the attainment. Therefore, what is about to collected is deemed collected. Therefore, if he sees the future state without attaining it, but seeing it, it's also a problem to explain the difference between attainment and sight. But let's say that seeing something means that I see something without understanding it to the fullest and feeling it to the fullest. But I know that it's good and it was prepared for me, that I will reach total bestowal, and by that I will equalize to my root, to the Creator. And by this I am assured that this will happen. So I don't sense this state yet. I don't discover the depth of attainment of it. But this confidence, this promise, is that I will reach complete bestowal, that is for me fuel as the support for the attainment of that level. Because always we have a problem. The baby grows up on the account of the grown-ups, and each time he grows up, he doesn't know where he arrives, and where will he take the forces from, and how at all does he do it. He doesn't know that. And here, because we're speaking about love, which depends on the feeling of the heart, and not in all kinds of systematic preparations from above, like with all the other mitzvot. The mitzvah of love is not included in the system itself, that I correct it, but it's beyond it. It's the attainment of the relation of the Creator toward me. So it turns out that here one advances only by seeing the future, which is called you shall see your world in your life. One must collect by himself the means to attain that matter as well. And that was not prepared by the Creator. He ascends by himself to the attainment of love, because you cannot coerce him, meaning there's no system from above that compels us to love, and therefore one must see himself in a corrected way. He must have means by himself. Where are you? Last paragraph. Also, here it is considered for that individual who attains the repentance of the entire world, precisely as though they have been granted and came to repentance from love. Each and every one of them sentenced their demerits to merits sufficiently to know his dealings with every single person in the world. This is why Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, says, "Happy is he, for he has sentenced himself and the entire world to a scale of merit. From now on, one thoroughly knows all the conduct of his providence with every single creation, by way of disclosure of his real countenance, meaning good that doth good to the good and to the bad. Since one knows that, one has therefore been granted the fourth attribute of love, namely eternal love. But there could be a question. At the end of the way, if not now, we finally reach a state where everything is perfectly okay. The Creator is revealed, His actions are revealed, we know everything, we feel everything. Thank God, we don't need to go with faith above reason, with all kinds of things, to close our eyes without happening what happens to us. We just control the state. What can be better than that? Through all the way, we didn't know how to go, and there was a mess, and confusions, and ups and downs, and the man was blurred and everything. And at last, we reach this clarity. It's incorrect. We're not aware of the extent that the corrections accumulate one after the other, and no correction is nullified in going with closed eyes, with devotion and faith above reason. It remains, and The fact that we acquire exertion and wisdom afterwards, it even increases the faith above reason. The reason does not nullify bestowal. One is ready to bestow without any calculation for oneself, and doesn't matter how it goes, because devotion, faith, the level of Bina, screen and bestowal and reflected light, returning light, are before, and everything is above it. All the corrections, like revival of the dead and receiving in order to bestow, which is called attainment and knowledge, reason. So don't think that it nullifies that. It is called that in private providence that the Creator does everything, and there is no reward and punishment because it's a private providence. If He does everything, so what's the reward and what's punishment? He passes all the feeling, my feelings, through me, so I'm taking part here in such a level where there is none else besides Him. You attain it only by there is none else besides me. If I am not for myself, then who? By working that in a way that only this it can exist. We work as if there is no one for me, then who? In order to attain there is none else besides Him, that He did and does and will do everything. And when you attain there is none else besides Him, which is called private in providence, where the Creator is like a hand inside of a glove that causes everything, this attainment does not nullify. If I am not from myself, then who? It doesn't cancel it. That is the level that is called you are sons of the Creator, and it continues. So don't think that by hearing these words, don't think that you reach the full attainment, the full feeling, and it's only knowledge without any screen and returning light, which is called above reason. On the contrary, it's an addition that is not simple at all. When you go with faith and with vessels of reception, vessels of attainment, when everything is clear from one end of the world to the other end, and despite all of that, you walk with faith. It's very hard. There, the contradictions are from one edge to the other, in all the systems, to receive in order to bestow. That's how it's called in different words, so to say. Like the verse, so Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, also warns that even after one has sentenced the entire world to a scale of merit, one should still not believe oneself until his dying day. That's very hard, because he sees all the actions of the Creator from the beginning to the end, that he cannot do anything else besides what I see. It's like a baby that is sure of his mother. You can beat her. We see that they're beating their moms. What does it mean that this body doesn't perform what it something for me? This is how the baby understands. And along with knowing that and understanding the total love of the Creator towards him, one must sustain himself, hold himself with total fear that it can stop in a moment, this thing. And it depends on him. The Creator is in love that cannot change forever, and one must sustain himself differently. Should one fail with a single transgression, he will immediately lose all his wonderful attainments. As it is written, one sinner destroyeth much good. This explains he will right away fall from that degree. So there's the mitzvah of fear, the mitzvah of love afterwards, and there must be as a support for each other. The fear must be the basis for love. That is what we take from the introduction to the book of Zohar in section Pkudot, when it speaks about Pkudin Oraita, Pkuda Kadma, and so on.
And this explains the difference in what Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, writes, that the writing only speaks from the second attribute and the third attribute of love. Hence, it does not mention the sentencing of the entire world. Yet, Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, speaks from the fourth degree of love, which cannot be depicted except by attaining the sentencing of the entire world to the scale of merit. What does it mean, sentencing of the entire world? By what does a person sentence? Man sentenced by caring, and that he is responsible, and he is truly all fear, that, and he is trepidation for the whole world to come to the degree of merit, love. It's explained in the bond, but in his sublime explanation, in the highest degree, that means that he is sentencing, that he reveals right now the attitude of the Creator to all, and he is now representative before all of that attitude of the Creator to them in fear and exertion, never to cease, well, in that returning love, and also by the fact that he's able to supply each and every one strength, so that they, all of them, will be on this degree, meaning everything depends on what is depending on him to inspire them to bring that attitude of the Creator to them, the way he attains that degree of the whole world, the future of the whole world. Such is his obligation before them. That means that he sentenced the measure of correction that is coming to him. However, we must still understand with what we attain this wonderful attainment of sentencing the entire world to a scale of merit. Item 122. There was a question from internet, or it's already not so much. It's a general question, or it's okay, but if not, then we shall continue. Yes. Where is the right of choice, of free choice of all the world, if he's sentencing the world, this gate of man? If I come in my attainment through my correction that the whole world is an end itself and there's no me there in any action, what choice, what freedom? I've come to the to determining that state, but that state does not wipe out, does not contradict in me with, if not me, then who? Whom? I understand that I add to the attitude of the Creator towards me that exists and always been, complete love. I add on myself with all of my deficiency, and my deficiency is me. It's mine. I've built it. That's the Creator, His love to me, and deficiency of love. When I will be privileged to love Him, and this is a new deficiency that wasn't in me, and I haven't received it from above. And it's bestowal. Love is bestowal. And as if it's a new Kli with a new light that does not cancel the previous. But all the revelation that I can see from his side towards me, to all the time can weaken and cancel my work, because according to Kilim of reception, if I reveal his love towards me, I'm satisfied. I cannot express any deficiency on top of that. If he loves and everything is set and prepared, I don't have an empty space, I don't have anything. Have someone that loves you, created you, and does everything. Who are you? You're left like there's no deficiency. There's no, how would you move? Lacking deficiency in you, and how to produce, to show the same emotion, sensation towards him, because from his side, everything has been decided. The Kli is ready with the light in it. The world of infinity. What can I reveal about the love of the world of infinity? He is endless, infinite attitude to me. I need to show my infinite attitude towards him. How can I do it if everything is him and everywhere, individual, particular governance, there is no reward and punishment, no movement, no deficiency on my side? What is this? It's not the lies. So, before a man finds that deficiency, and begins to work with it, that is the problem. And our deficiency is exactly in uniting the souls. That's why the Creator broke the souls in order to give us, in connection between us, a sensation of an empty space, that if we're gonna unite ourselves, we'll find there the place that he gave to love us, to love him in return. Because he doesn't, I don't make the connection because I love others. I make connection in order to come to love him and to unite those two things together. From love of fellow man to the love of the Creator. And therefore I find that he prepared that deficiency for me as well. But in that deficiency, he is not touching himself, but on his own. I need to give an exertion, yes. Feeling that there's something outside of his rule, of his power, that is the attitude of others towards him. You're asking as follows. If I, on my own, from my side, with all my force in mind and heart, in correct killings to all purposes, for all purposes, like in the final person, doing everything that I can to all of reality, right? If that means that I obligate the entire reality to come to the purpose, or there's something in addition to me, 599,999 souls, I'm one of the 600,000, let's say. And the final correction, the complete general final correction is dependent upon them or not. If I have completed my correction 100%, what does it mean? Means sentencing the entire world to the right cup of merit, if you have sentence. That's it. There's no one that can stop, can prevent that. By that, I'm certain that the entire world will come to the merit. Everything was dependent on me. That means that you're happy to sentence the entire world to the merit. Or, God forbid, you're sentenced to the scale of demerit. The entire world, does it mean that none can ever correct what I have not corrected? No one. Let all make corrections for help. It's kind of like he explains the one drilling hole in the boat doesn't mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that everybody's doing what they're doing. They are all drowned. They're all drowned. Same thing here. The question is, how? Nevertheless, I, by sentencing the world in the cup of merit, by that I obligate all to come to the correction and not to drill a hole, right? It's difficult to explain. Since our perception is deterministic and I don't know how to man, by coming to such state, he's one with the Creator, and he determines that now nobody will ever be mistaken and will correct himself. By correcting himself, how does he know? He's corrected himself to that degree. Now he arises a degree. When he arises the degree, he begins to see, like the Creator, from end the world to the end, like with no action of the creature, the way he created it. That's why he doesn't have a question, what will they do? They won't do anything, everything is... He, meaning that Creator, that degree that he attained with the Creator, it turns out that in that degree, the creature doesn't have anything to determine, but everything is sure, as certain, and also in their sensation that will come to completion. Final, without any mistake. I don't want to make it more difficult, but okay, go ahead. Whether he can determine for them what they're going through, if they are going either through the path of torment or the path of Torah. You don't make it more difficult, you just don't continue the previous state. There is no path of Torah and path of torment in this. Everything come and arrive and it's it. In the particular governance, nobody makes a mistake. There's no path. Two paths are only in reward and punishment. Above reward and punishment, there are no two paths. There's no, if not me, then whom, there's not else behind. There's no duality. The man has already corrected himself and he sees that there's no choice. Well, we have not yet built to speak on such degrees. Let's continue what he says, and it's enough. Item 122. We must understand what is written. When the public is in grief, one should not say, I shall go to my house and drink and eat and have my soul at peace. If one does that, the writing says about him, and behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. How can it be that a person of such a degree says such things? Anyone out of us would be ashamed, there will be in trepidation if he reveals like that. What I care, this whole world will burn, and tomorrow it will all burn. Give me the bottle of vodka, whatever will be. It is describing spirituality. Who is talking like that? After the reward of punishment, having arrived to the kingdom of bestowal, total, 100%, having corrected himself in the degree of Ubar and Katnut, and now he has to reveal only the general Kli, he says such a thing. How? Again, we're talking about an accumulating correction that above all the previous corrections. that he revealed the correction of the correction. He has corrected Galgal Trinam, and he's correcting now Ahab. His individual Ahab, for sure, it's in Chafetz Chesed as it was before and afterwards, in reception for the sake of bestowal in him, the attitude to the Kelim that he is revealing right now, but on that degree, like Shimon from the marketplace, he reveals right now that he's there with the reception for the sake of reception. What's important for him, what's going on, and sit, and only one for his own sake. Again, it's not very precise here. There are more components to the state. Just for us to understand. Above all of the previous corrections, he reveals the left line in such a form. And it's on the height where he is found right now. What is written about that? The righteous is written about attribute of wicked. Come ye, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day. What does it say about that? The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart, that the righteous is taken away from evil to come. Instead, when one grieves with the public, one is granted the consolation of the public. It's written in Mishnah, further,
1:23. These words seem completely irrelevant. He wishes to bring the evidence from the text that one must pain oneself with the public. Hence, why should we divide and separate the attribute of the intermediate from the attribute of wicked? Why attributes, measures, if we speak about parts of the public? Furthermore, what is the precision that it makes regarding the attribute of intermediate and the attribute of wicked? Why does it not say intermediate and wicked? Why do I need the attribute? Also, where does it imply that the writing speaks of an iniquity where one does not pain oneself with the public? Still more, we do not see any punishment in the attribute of the wicked, but in what is written, the righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. What do I care if it happens? If the wicked sin, what does the righteous do that he should be punished, and why should the wicked cry if the righteous perisheth? Why all of this moral, which seems that way? Item 124. Why does he rings us all these things? We need to understand Bala Sulam. He actually has many goals in what he writes. He wants to show us that in every place that you speak about the whole world, the people who are different, the livings, the beasts, the man, the plants, and everything that happens in them, it speaks about one man that is as a whole world. And only about him it speaks. The wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about a man which is such a character figure that collects all the elements that it speaks about. In no book something is written that is about more than the internality of the person. We also learn this from the perception of reality. Where do we have can we run away? I feel everyone according to my senses. Everything is depicted in me as them and their measure of correction. It seems to me as society and the world and people, it seems to me that way. It's in my vessels. I need to correct it and relate to this thing as in me. And what's outside, the extent of my correction that is still far away, and I cannot bring them closer and see them inside. Therefore, I must work with them as if I see them outside, as if they are outside. But there will come a day when I will correct myself and feel that certainly this is all mine. It's the parts of my soul, all the desires by which I am composed. So, this internal picture, this internal relation that everything is inside me and me, and the external one that I need to relate to the group and to the world and to circulation, it doesn't nullify each other and it doesn't erase each other. It doesn't even contradict each other, because according to the extent of my correction, if I feel that, that is how I should relate to this. The judge has no more than his eyes in order to judge. Whatever he shall see, he shall do. And then, according to the degree that he discovers, he will relate differently. I understand that it brings many confusion, but without this confusion, it's impossible to clarify and see how it becomes clarified. Main thing is not to run away to some other edge. Oh, everything is from above, or everything is inside me, everything depends on me, everything is outside of me, everything is inside of me. No. All the pictures are equally found in my understanding, in my attainment, and by all of them I need to work in such a way until they will unite together. And before that, of course, Each time changes all the time. So he wants to show us that what the sages said was about Ta'anit, the Talmud of Babylon. They spoke about spiritual attainment. So even though they tell us that as righteous and wicked, and the society of the nation of Israel, and the people who are in charge of this, in charge of that, and this happens to some people by the other people, but he wants to teach us, to teach the reader that it speaks about one man. Item 124. Yet, you should know that all these attributes, intermediate, wicked, and righteous, are not in special people. Rather, all three are found in every single person in the world, and not in different persons. These three attributes are discernible in every person during one's period of concealment of the face. Before one attains even repentance from fear, he is considered wicked. Whether we like it or not, before the barrier, we are all wicked, whether non-complete or complete wicked. Afterwards, if one is granted repentance from fear, he is considered intermediate. If one is then granted repentance from love too, in its fourth measure, namely eternal love, he is considered complete righteous. Hence, they did not say merely intermediate and righteous, but the attribute of intermediate and the attribute of wicked. That is, in each and every one, and each and every one must go from the total wicked to the total righteous. It can't be that one will not enter each and every step, each and every of his desires in all the levels that he must go through. It's the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the phases, four phases from up downwards, the double concealment, regional concealment, reward and punishment, and love. That's the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Therefore, it turns out that we all should go through it. And therefore, when we read in the Torah about righteous people, about wicked people, actually the Torah speaks and refers to one man in which all these forces and attributes exist. And this is how one should relate to oneself. And do not be afraid and terrified that you're falling from a great mountain to a low pit. I want to ask, please. Always the Kabbalists did the corrections for all of humanity. And we learn here that the general correction depends on the private correction. So what is the Kabbalists did corrections for the general humanity up until today only in preparing the method. That's it. Like he explains to us in preface, in the beginning of Introduction to Study of Ten Sefirot, that they did a correction that instead of suffering, we can purify ourselves by the light that reforms. They did corrections in the upper system, and they did corrections by giving us books with the explanation of the method. And each time, from generation to the next, with respect to how they souls changed and they lowered the method closer to us. They didn't correct the general system. They were all only intending for our generation. Like it's written that all the Torah and everything is meant only for the days of the Messiah. Everything only now is coming to an action. Please, Internet. Gabi says, we have a question from Israel. Can you say that the sensation of the sorrow of the public helps one to sentence the world to the scale of merit? Well, of course, just like that, without thinking, you can say yes, but sensing the feeling of the sorrow of the public, it's one feels the sorrow. The public doesn't feel the sorrow. I'm sorry. The Kabbalist who is now in a level that he needs to unite all the forces of nature that will reveal in him to this upper force, he is not in pain with the public because the public lacks food and money and respect and even great suffering because of tsunamis and I don't know what. But all this, from all this little mess here when we are in our filth here and we are sorrow for all kinds of things. This is not his sorrow. To share the sorrow of the public is because the public is not in the revelation of total love. That is his sorrow. What does it mean that he is sorry? He reveals this great deficit in these great vessels that are still incorrected. These vessels inside him that he discovers are called public. This is how they are called. There is no public. It is revealed to him as another place from the breaking of the vessels, another great deficiency that is at his possession. And in it, he sees how much he can add in love. He's not sorry for the bodies of this world, that their role is to suffer and die. We're speaking about the revelation of the spiritual vessels in which reveals a void where you can express bestowal. That is called public. It's not in our level. Oh, so I become a bleeding heart loving everyone else. No. We're not speaking about it at all. Before I used to hate everyone, now I love all of humanity. I'll hug you, you poor things. The Creator make you sorry, make you be in sorrow, and I want to love you. What are you talking about? These are calculations. Yeah? Gabi says, there is a question here about the perception of reality from Isaac from Tel Aviv. He asks, if the world is inside me, so all the horrible things in the world are in my fault? When he discovers that, so of course he discovers that it's his own fault. Of course, if the man is a small world, so there is a room for that kind of sensation in reward and punishment. In the state of reward and punishment, in the state of individual providence, of course, everything comes from the Creator. So, either there are good things and bad things due to me in all the world, and always and only, or the Creator in His private providence, none else besides Him, causes all the good things or bad things, and there is no good things or bad things. It depends on how you correct the vessels. According to this, you measure. One disqualifies with his own flaws. In the corrected vessel, it's impossible that there will be any revelation of something bad in any place and any time. Because in spirituality, there's no time. Whatever happened or will happen doesn't matter. If such a thing happened or will happen, it's registered as existent. That's it. Our corrections brings us above this thing. It never existed and it doesn't exist. No suffering, no pain, no murderings, no problems, anything. And here, the man has a horrible sight of what happened in the world. A great lack of justice, hatred, everything that happened, things that we heard in the tip of our ear. And one must reach the revelation of providence on top of all these problems and problems. And it's not to erase the bad feeling by the good feeling. Like in this world, when I have a bad thought about the Creator or a bad feeling, and then I reach pleasure and I forget. That's it. He erased my bad things. No? Is that called a correction? What correction? It's like getting drunk. Well, let's go on. One more item. Item 125. We should also remember that it is impossible to attain the above fourth measure of love without first attaining the revelation of the face which is destined to come to the entire world. That gives one strength to sentence the entire world to a scale of merit, as Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, says. We have already learned that the matter of the disclosure of the face will inevitably turn every grief and sadness that came during the concealment of the face into wondrous pleasures until one regrets having suffered so little. Hence, he must ask, when one sentences oneself to a scale of merit, he certainly remembers all the grief and pain he had during the concealment of the face. This is why it is possible that they will all be turned into wondrous pleasures, as we have said above. Yet, when one sentences the entire world to a scale of merit, how does one know that measure of grief and pains that all the people in the world suffer so as to understand them? Also, how are they turned to merits in the same manner we have explained regarding one's own sentencing? To avoid having the scale of merit of the entire world wanting when one is qualified to sentence them to a scale of merit. Because he has to see that everyone else are also corrected. It's understood or not? I have to reach a state that I sentence that the Creator is good and does good? When do I do it? Only when I see everyone else in the same state. Before I discover that everyone are terribly suffering. Now I open up the door, I look and, whoa, everyone has infinity. Everyone has everything. It's clear, right? So, the question is, the world reaches that or not before I do? One has no other tactic but to always pain himself with the troubles of the public just as with his own troubles. Then the scale of demerit of the entire world will be ready within him like his own scale of demerit. Thus, if one is granted sentencing himself to a scale of merit, he will be able to sentence the entire world to a scale of merit too, and attain the measure complete righteous. Everyone must be in sentenced to the scale of merit if I discover them this way. Item 126. Thus, it is also, if one does not pain himself with the public, then even when he is granted repentance from fear, namely the attribute of intermediate, the writing says about him, and behold, joy and gladness. It means that he does not become integrated with the vessels of the public. Oh, it's good to me by myself, I corrected myself, I feel myself, and I'm not incorporated with the deficit of this great vessel of all the souls. Meaning, what is all the souls in me? The measure of my breaking is called all the souls. Is it clear? The way I was broken and fall from the corrected state to the incorrected state, whatever was broken in me is called that I discover the broken souls, the incorrected souls. The measure of breaking. And now I must discover it. If I will reveal the breaking, so in my share, I'm as if corrected.
It means that one who has acquired the blessing of you shall see your world in your life and sees the entire reward for his mitzvah that is prepared for the next world is certainly filled with joy and gladness. One says to oneself, slaying oxen, killing sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. It means that one is filled with great joy because of one's guaranteed reward in the next world. That is why he's so glad for tomorrow we shall die. And I will collect my life in the next world from the whole after I die. Meaning he reveals, he does not reveal yet this great deficiency that is concealed from his kli, that is truly the breaking. To reveal it means to reveal it what needs to be corrected. He has not yet come to correction. He has hafetz hesed, he has the attitude that he is in bestowal. He is individual bestowal. But attitude to others, connection to the others, breaking, the breaking that there is between him and others, might be in his corrected and in his soul, doesn't matter. He's not yet corrected, and that's why he says, And the Lord of hosts revealed himself in mine ears. Surely this iniquity shall not be expiated by you till you die. This means that the text rebukes him for the mistakes in his head. We learn that sins of one who repents from fear become mere mistakes. Hence, since he did not pain himself with the public, cannot attain repentance from love, at which time the sins are turned to virtues, meaning all the sins and all the virtues are all due towards the public, towards the unity between the souls, of that soul that is in man. There's nothing else. If it reveals, if a person reveals it, that means that he reveals that only that he needs to correct. There's no virtue, no sin in any other things which are broken. Even towards the Creator alone, it's not just such thing. All the commandments that we may read them out of the list of commandments, we have those who depend on the earth, dependent on working in the temple, all have to do with correcting the crisis, the breaking in the soul. That is where we have the correction, or the corruption. The fashion, the way that they've been clarified, they are clarified before us as they're not between man and the Creator, but they're all between man and his and the other man, where this, the bestowal, the attribute of Creator is found inside them. Therefore, all these measures of wicked, righteous virtues and sins, and all of that relates only to that connection that has been cut, has been severed at the time of Adam Rishon. Therefore, he then in his life he cannot correct it. How he can be happy with his the world to come? As it is written, surely that this iniquity shall not be expiated by you till you die, meaning the mistakes, until you die, meaning before he dies. Well, we shall continue with that tomorrow, and we shall see how to clarify it more. We can see him suddenly that he extends for us that part of our path. It's very important to understand at least a little bit. Again, correction is cumulative. All is happening within man. Inside him is all the world. And man who feels the breaking has to correct the breaking. And thus, out of that, the questions, if not me, then whom? If it's me, or there's something outside, the law, the world, and so forth. We shall see. We proceed to the second part of the lesson, task.